Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call us a chance to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies today, and you've got the rookie Nolan McLean with a nice test in front of him here. How much confidence do you have in him after seeing Seattle and Atlanta? Now going to see the Phillies.
Yeah, a lot of confidence, you know, and this is something that we knew when we called him up. His poise, the way he raises games and raised to the occasion, and obviously important game today, trying to finish it against a pretty good team that we're chasing. And yeah, I'm excited, to be honest with you. This is a guy that competes, prepares. You watch his face and you watch, you know, in the dugout the past couple of nights and how he's locked in watching those guys, those hitters, you know. And curious to see how today's going to go.
When you have a young player, you're almost kind of waiting for the old Mike Tyson line. Everyone has a plan to get punched in the face. How's he going to respond to adversity? But Seattle went well. Atlanta looked like he was struggling to master a few of his pitches, but still got out of it. How much do you think that helped as he continues to build himself up here?
Yeah, and again, this was something that we saw in the minor leagues. Obviously here at the big league level, is a different animal. But I said it after that day, that second outing, that I didn't think he had the command of the breaking ball, and he was still able to, I think it was seven innings that he threw against the Braves, right, at their place. So it goes to show you how mature that guy is and the ability to pitch, you know. He's just not throwing. Like, all right, I got a plan A, but also I got a plan B, C, and D. Like, if this pitch is not working, I can always go back to this one, or I can use the third one. And by the way, it's a pretty good pitch, you know. So that's what makes this guy a unique guy and a pretty special with, you know, a very bright future.
You have in the lineup today Jeff McNeil in center field. I know Taiwan Walker is pitching. How much does that influence Jeff playing over maybe Cedric Mullins today?
Yeah, I wanted some of the lefties. I know Mullins is a lefty as well, but, you know, with the way Marte's swinging the bat, Vientos is swinging the bat, like trying to put what I feel for today's game and where they are bullpen-wise, you know, the best nine hitters, in allowing some type of flexibility in case they want to go to their bullpen and, you know, not giving them easy lanes, but still have some options off the bench. And, you know, that's what Jeff brings to this team, the versatility part of it, you know, that you feel good putting him in a lot of different positions, Brett Beatty. So, yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Do you enjoy sitting there before the game going, okay, everybody's hot, what do I do here? Or would you rather make it a little easier for yourself?
No, I mean, I love having these problems. You know, those are some good problems to have every night, you know, after a game when I'm sitting down here and going through the matchups and going through, you know, what some of the things that I could do. It's always fun because, you know, you got a lot of guys that are performing and that's what you want.
How do you get Ryan Helsley back to Ryan Helsley?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's on us. You know, we gotta help him. Obviously, there's something there that we're missing because stuff-wise, he's elite. And when you see hitters right on his fastball and taking some comfortable swings of a 101, 102, and then laying off some, you know, tough breaking balls, like knowing what's coming, like it makes you think that, okay, we're missing something here. So I know we have a lot of people working really hard behind the scenes. He's aware of, you know, he's obviously something's off, and we got to get him right.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.